Memo.
Yeah, and the first, last episode we did was what, a month ago?
Oh my god, dog. It's been ridiculous.
Man. All right, so let's get back to what we were talking about real quick. So we're talking about going back to comedy.
So eventually, both our, I really do think our forte though is some sort of entertainment.
I do too. Honestly, like when we were here last time, well, this past Saturday, people were like, my buddy.
We had the whole apartment cracking up. You know what I think the hardest part though, right? The easiest part is making your friends laugh.
Yeah.
The hardest part is making people you don't know laugh.
And that's what they say. That's the difference between a comic and just somebody that's funny at a party.
Yeah. This is real shit though. Because it also demonstrates that it doesn't matter the situation. You're just a funny motherfucker.
Yeah.
You're just funny, period. So like for me, this is what I was telling you too outside. Like it's knowing you and Josh both have already dipped your feet in, you guys have like this step up for me, right? While I have a book, bro, of jokes. Like,
yeah.
I really do. We're talking about 3 pages. It might actually be 5 minutes. The thing though, right, too, is sometimes when I read it back, I'll be like, this shit ain't fucking funny. Like in that moment, I was cracking up. But as I'm reading it, this shit ain't even that fucking funny.
But like, I think Joe Rogan, he goes, fuck about what everybody else thinks is funny. It's what you think is funny. He goes, it's what you think is funny, and it's your job to make other people think that it's funny. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I understand, because what I think is funny, a lot of people don't think is fucking funny. But I'm like, I don't give a shit. It made me laugh. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Well, because it, like, it's easy for me to make other people laugh, but my wife, this bitch will roll her eyes and be like, this bitch ass nigga.
That's really-
and I'd be looking at it too like, you know it's funny, y'all.
That's Ruby too.
Like, you know it's funny, dog. Nothing ever happened. You know it's funny. But because she's heard the same joke 85,000 times. So, like, anytime I say a story about my family, anytime I say a story about certain trips, Vegas or anything like that, when I'm saying it, Brett, like, me and you, we keep telling people about the McDonald's, the Vegas trip. Right? We keep telling people. There's a couple of people here that's probably heard it for the third time already.
Yeah.
So when we say it again, it might be,
Yeah. Don't you have any more stories? Yeah. We've heard this shit before.
So here's the thing though, right? Because you're technically like leading to my next like about working on the stand-up part. Is we're going to go to open mic.
Yeah.
Do we do those same jokes every time we go to open mic?
The funny thing you said, that this one dude, he used to host open mic at the River Center Comedy Club. The 3 or 4 times that we went, he kept saying the same jokes over and over and over. But that's okay, because that's his 5 minutes that he's got. He's got to knock it down to where, you know, it's a science to just, you know, make sure it's okay, it's correct, and that's your 5 minutes that you have. If you say it over and over and over, you're going to get that 5 minutes to, like, perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to get that. You don't want to be, like, nervous. You want to get that to a...
So what
like,
you're saying is that you got to at least get your 5 minutes.
Yeah, their first 5 minutes, yeah.
So there's some people that might come back to open mic.
Yeah, and just keep saying it open. And then when we went, hold on, I'll end this.
No, you're good.
Lila, hey, what? Yeah, so when we went, like I said, there's one guy, he was the one that hosted the open mic, and, He had the same 5 minutes. I remember it like he would say his name and he'd be like there's a little pillar. So he'd say his name, he'd walk around the pillar like, oh hey, thanks for introducing
me. Wow, you knew his whole spiel.
It was very campy. But like me and Josh said, he's working on it.
So real shit, our goal though is to get in real shit, because we're trying to eventually become an opener.
Yeah.
Before you have to build your own to become the main event, whatever. But you understand what I'm saying. But the opener usually is required 10 to 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, yeah, at least
so 10 you're leading. So the starting is 5. Because before you get transferred not to open mic anymore, you got to at least have the 5 minutes for Thursday, Friday night when.
Shit, dude, it takes years to just even get a paying gig.
Course.
To even get that. But yeah, no, you want to knock down your first 5 minutes. Like this one guy, me and Josh went to go see a comedy show. And it was. They had an opener, a middle act, and then the headliner. The opener said, "He goes, I got paid $15 I got paid $15.
You say it takes a couple years, but do you do those same jokes for years?
It depends. I mean, it just depends. Whatever you do, whatever you got. But he was saying that he's been on the road. He traveled. He pays for everything himself just to make that $15.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly. And he performed his act in front of 7 people at that. The headliner got like $200, you know, if that. So you're traveling the world, you're broke as shit, you know. But that's years down the road. But for an open mic, you just want to get a good solid 5. Actually, make it 10 minutes, because you're gonna go on once. Then if there's enough room, you can go on again. So you
it's the same crowd. They're gonna do the same joke.
Or you can make up and you can get 10 minutes down and do new shit. So when me and Josh did the twice. We were just like, and we were just riffing, just started, you know, like.
Do you have punchlines? Because I feel like for me, like, I don't have punchlines.
I tell more stories.
It's more predicated on the story.
Yeah, I tell more stories. And I threw in a fake joke in there, and it was horrible. It was
a joke.
It was a joke I heard. I'm going to run through it. It was a joke I heard this one girl saying that. Her and her best friend were, again, I stole this joke and I said it was me and my mom walking down the street.
Christ.
Yeah, and it's she was saying that me and my best friend were walking our dogs. We wanted to stop in this one bar to get a drink. She goes, "Are you crazy? They won't let us in with these 2 dogs." And then she goes, "Don't be a fucking bitch, you know, like, follow me."
Yeah.
"Follow me." So then she goes, so they put on her dark sunglasses, they walk up, the bouncer stops this one girl. She goes, he goes, "Sorry, my lady, there's no dogs allowed." She goes, "You don't understand, this is my seeing eye dog." He goes, "A Doberman Pinscher?" She goes, "Yes, they're really great." So he lets her in. So then she goes, "Oh, fuck it, I'll follow." She walks up to the bartender. The bartender goes, "Sorry, ma'am, no dogs allowed." She goes, "You don't understand, this is my seeing eye dog." He goes, "A Chihuahua?" She goes, "They gave me a fucking Chihuahua."
Like, she just. Yeah. That's actually a good one.
So I.
But you're saying, but nobody got it though. They didn't laugh at it.
They did, but again, it's an old joke. They're like, and I said they, I did it. You're like, I had. And I said it, and I said that joke. I said the punchline, and everybody's like, "Yeah, we've heard that joke millions of fucking times." You know, like, so I was like, and dude,
you said somebody else's joke?
No, a long time ago. Like, it's an old joke.
See, so also, too, like, this is what Joe Rogan was saying, too. Or, like, it might have been somebody else, but I can't remember. But, like, to actually be authentically original is very hard.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also, too, why personal stories are almost the best way to go.
Yeah.
Because you can't replicate a personal story.
No, fuck no. And it's actually true when you know it's true.
Well, most funny stories, you exaggerate a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But for the premise, it's true.
Yes, exactly. The premise. Which is also... I mean, you kind of have to have a shitty life, though. Joe Rogan says you kind of have to have, like, a crazy ass... There's no good comics, dog, that came from...
Oh.
A perfect household.
Perfect household, fucking rich parents.
Rich parents, you know, both parents, both of them have degrees. There was no nanny. Your mother's like, it's almost impossible.
Well, they say a comic is, you gotta be a little fucked up to want to do that. You know, like, you want to do it.
Well, because if, in reality, right, you're putting yourself, like you're putting yourself in a very vulnerable situation.
Yeah.
You're putting yourself in front of at least minimum 25 to 40 people.
Yeah.
If you stall within the first 2 minutes, that crowd will turn on you.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You're getting booed. You can't even do 30 seconds. Like, I've seen, like, and this is also, too, the terror that I have, too, when it comes to this. I've seen the videos. These comedy clubs in LA or whatever, they'll post the good videos.
Yeah.
But you'll have the customers there that were there that saw shitty people that are recording like this.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll be like, "Dog, this dude sucks."
I get like, oh, man.
Cringe.
Yeah, I'm like, cringe. Oh, man, it's fucking... But, like, the thing with that is I'm like, hey, fuck it. And me and Josh were like, what do they do? And then we got drunk. We're like, fuck them. Fuck them if they boo. Fuck them. You know, like, we got that kind of, fuck it, let's go do it. And, dude, I swear to God, because we were at the Chili's at the River Center. We're drunk as shit, walking up the escalator. I'm like, fuck, we're going to do it. Like, we're going to do it.
See, I'm telling you, dog, when you texted me, I'm sitting on the bed, rolled a blunt, smoking. We're already smoking, right? We're watching a little video. And I'm reading your messages about you telling me I need to get 5 minutes ready. You're going to check, da-da-da. Dude, my hands start sweating.
No shit.
My hands start sweating. And, like, I feel sweat, like, on my forehead. I start patting my dreads. I start patting them, like, oh, shit, nigga, it's starting to itchy up here. No.
He has ShamWow.
Oh, shit.
He about the ShamWow.
Woo! So stupid. So, like, but I also truly feel like, and I know people say this all the time, and mind you might actually have this vision, right? But I truly feel like, dog, I had a small, like, vision of, like, you want to shoot for Kevin Hart, but I don't need to be there. But I also see, like, Bert Kreischer and, like...
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's a... Like, that's an easy level playing field, dog. Where,
it's a great life.
So, like, it's workable. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, they've been at this for 25, but they're 45, 50.
Yeah.
So, even if it takes that long, it's still a great life to work for.
Yeah, it is.
It's now, mind you, right? I have help, though. So, I'm married, my wife, like... Even if I were to leave or take that route, things would still be fine at home while you would have to roll shit if you go on the road. You damn almost have to quit this job. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, you still got your daughter. Who are you going to trust with? Like, it's different. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, so, for sure, for sure.
So, like, I truly see, like, and especially me and you growing this our friendship again, like, it would be crazy, dog. Even me, you, and Chostoff, all three of us to visit, like, I never saw a more clear vision until the more and more I start coming here.
The more and more you start actually doing
it? The more and more we talk about it, the more and more, like, I never, like, it hasn't truly been more, like, I can see it.
More attainable.
You know? I can, like, it's years out, but it's actually reachable.
Yeah, for sure.
It's actually reachable.
And the good thing is now with technology, you can post pictures on YouTube, you can post pictures on fucking Twitter, Facebook, you can fucking do a podcast and just talk about it.
Charlamagne said it the best though, dog.
What'd he say?
There is no reason why, bro, you have to sit up there and wait for someone to give you. Most back in the day, dog, you'd have to wait for someone to put you on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, if you're just good at social media, bro, you only need like 1,500 views, bro.
That's how Dan Cook became so famous, dude. He was the first.
Because on YouTube, he was the first one to start posting shit online.
On MySpace, YouTube, yeah. Fucking. And when people would join his friend list or whatever, he would email them. Hey, you know, blah, blah. He was actually like talking to them. And people were actually like, hey, this is.
So great. You know what I love that some of these podcasts are doing are taking live phone calls. Like that shit right there, bro. Live phone calls. To actually talk to fans that are...
Yeah, dude, that's what actually is a lot... It's more of the... Hey, listen to this guy. He's pretty fucking cool.
Hey, you know what my dad said we should do?
What?
Is that we should post... or we should... you know how they have yard sale signs?
Yeah.
We should make our podcast and put it on that YouTube and just stick them up everywhere about San Antonio.
Like, to listen to?
As in, like, we're advertising. Just like a yard sale.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, it has our YouTube, it has our Twitter, it has our Facebook.
I'm actually down with that too.
And then it could also have too, like, maybe even a picture of us, a cartoonish. That way can see, like, it's a black dude and a fat ass Latino. Like, you can, like you can see, like, it could be some mixed ass emotions and mixed ass opinions.
What do you call it? Actually, it's not bad at all. It's actually
right? A good
idea. I think we do that once we got a more fucking better quality sound shit.
So here's the thing, though. I truly think we should wait on the whole YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook.
Until we get actually better sound quality shit?
Yes, because that way, once we get it, our first actual upload to the real internet. And mind you, I'm not saying what we're recording right now is the internet. But this is technically our starting base, right?
Oh, for sure.
So the seven that we have now, six that we have now, they'll probably always follow us.
We're gonna hear.
Dude, my sister told me she listened and she was cracking up the other day.
Seriously?
Dude. Yeah. She told me she was cracking up, dog. See, I can't believe y'all niggas really be saying that shit. And then you posted it. I said, girl, just wait till we're like a year and two into this. When I'm sitting there saying, this is episode 162.
I'm telling you, I kind of wish I didn't delete the other one. The one we got too fucked up to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm telling you, we ventured off.
No. But that, so it's funny you say that because I still have those videos. That would be to where, right, our kids are grown.
Yeah, for sure.
Are grown. And see, it's crazy too, because Bert and Tom Segura did this, where they had a Patreon and they got fucked up on adult style on that Patreon.
Oh really? I didn't even know that one.
So imagine us having a real ass. Like, real ass. Like, real ass, like, type of night, dog. Like, real ass type of night. And I... My thing, right, is I can't stand how... Everything... You're judged off of everything
you do. Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, dude, everything that's... you, it's equal... not equality. The politically correct. You gotta be politically correct. You gotta be, you know... And that's why I'm like... And even, again, when we first started with Ruby, he was like, don't say anything crazy. Don't say anything... I'm like, no, fuck that.
No,
like,
no. I agree with you. I agree, dog, that I don't want to sit up here and be beholden to... Like, we make an episode, and then, like, you need to edit this out.
Yeah, no.
That's, you understand what I'm saying? Like, I almost want it to be to where, too, dog, like, we live stream. Like, there's nothing.
Yes, absolutely.
There's almost nothing to hide. Like, there's, and mind you, right, because we're in Texas, there's still certain things that, per law, we need to make sure that we abide by. But that's the only reason why certain shit I won't say or won't do.
Yeah, we know that line not to cross, and that line, you know, we're not gonna say. But like, then again, we're not gonna be like, oh, Caitlyn Jenner looks beautiful. We're gonna be like, no, that bitch looks ugly.
I'm sorry, bitch. Who'd you say?
Caitlyn Jenner. We're saying how everyone's saying Caitlyn Jenner, how she looks so beautiful. This and that. We're like, we're not gonna be that politically correct on this, you know, podcast. Where the fuck we take
things? Hey, looking back, right before Corona, isn't it crazy, dog? Like, so I had to, and I'm. This will probably come out years later once we're finally fucking famous, but I don't give a fuck. My wife had to change my viewpoint, though, dog, about how I viewed gay people or the LGBTQT plus whatever community, period.
What did she put on? The letters.
Yeah, the letters. The letters. And the reason being is because I was raised in a Christian household.
Mm-hmm.
Non-denominational. They spoke in tongues. There was... Followed the Bible. Yeah, yeah. You almost thought there was damn near about to explode a bomb, nigga. My mother, dog, because speaking in tongues is technically because you know, God is a this almighty power, right? Their language is different. Clearly, the way he talks isn't the same as English. Mm. He created languages, but that doesn't mean that's the way he talks. So for the way for us to talk to them on a spiritual level is he gifts you your speaking in tongues, which is anointing your tongue in a language that you and him can only communicate. So that's the whole speaking in tongues part. So when you the shabba la 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 la, all that shit that you see, that is how they. It's crazy though too, is because my mother, right? So just to kind of give like a breakdown, service will happen, right? Pastor preaches, he lays altar call. Altar call is at the end of his sermon. At every altar call, and mind you, this is the church I grew up in. So I don't know how every church is, that's where I grew up in.
Good.
The church is called the Door Christian Fellowship. Anybody wants to fucking know, it's called the Door Christian Fellowship.
One more time.
The Door.
The Door. Okay.
Yeah, the Door.
Okay.
Have you you know where they sell the guns at off Marbach and 410 right there?
Yeah.
Once a month, the Sunday.
I think so. Yeah.
You know that big ass building right next to it?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
You know how they're building shit right now?
Yeah.
You see how they're like building almost like a new building?
I haven't been there, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. My dad's actually in charge of that shit.
Really? That's right. Your dad's a pastor.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
And he's actually like remember I told you he builds pools. So
we gotta talk about that later.
Of course. So he's the assistant pastor, so they know that he has the. So he's actually building the new church, which is worth almost like $2 million. But no big deal. No big deal.
We're rich.
No. Not even. Well, I know my dad got money, but my mama's like, I'm not giving my kids no fucking money. You can have this shit when I die.
That's my mom too. Yeah, I work for this shit.
Yeah, I work, and I'm a Jordan. And maybe there might be someone I die. Who knows? Maybe.
My mom's like, I was like, when, because she's talking about the lottery. Real quick, go back to your story.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what would you do? She was like, I leave all y'all. I was like, what? Huh? So she was like, no, I pack my her dog. I pack Wednesday up. She go, I leave everything behind. She go, I go on the next plane.
So the little motherfucker that shits in your living room, you take it.
To her. I'm taking her.
And you're taking her. That's like, even worse. That's a bitch too.
I'm like, we're never gonna get you. She goes, y'all would never hear from me again.
Oh, shit, nigga.
And she's serious. So every time the lottery plays, I'm at her house like,
did you win?
Alright, no, she's still here. She's still here.
So like the whole speaking in tongues thing, right? Like it goes, It's hard to explain, but when you see it, though, it trips you out. Because I've seen someone interpret what my mother said.
Really?
Like, that's the... Like, it's the craziest shit. And it's funny, though, that we're bringing this up. Because last week, when we... last Saturday, when I came over, we were supposed to do the podcast, but we didn't. But my mother called me, and she was... Remember when I got the phone call or whatever during the fight and I actually walked outside, but
then I remember who won.
Yeah. So like my dad was supposed to come pick up my kids to go shopping for Halloween, mm-hmm. but my wife fell asleep. So he called me because he's out in front of the house, done this and that. So mom calls me talking about, nigga, where is you at? So my mom can see me, right? She has the location.
Oh, okay.
She has the location on my phone. Our whole family, we're fucking weird like that. Like, there's like 12 of us. We can all see each other's location. It's the weirdest shit. Yeah. Right. Listen. We have trust issues. Okay? Clearly, black people got props.
Ruby, we're not doing that.
You can find this. No. No, when my mother called, she was like, where are you at? And I told her I was here. And she was like, well, what are you doing? I told her we started a podcast. Now, we're not as big as Joe Rogan, but we're starting.
Yeah.
So she was like, what do you guys talk about? I said, well, first of all, my partner in crime is a hardcore Trump supporter like you. She goes, no. I said, Mom, just because we disagree doesn't mean like I'm not going to have friends that I disagree with on the same level.
You're like, Trump, man, I love you to death. You're like, Trump, go fuck yourself. I hate this motherfucker.
Look, and that's what I'm saying. Like, my mother was like, so we have a civil conversation. And I told her, too. I said, I think it would be amazing eventually for you and Dad to eventually come have a conversation.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
They agreed.
Shout out for real.
They agreed. My mother said, if there's any avenue for us to preach the gospel, we'll do it. So, of course, he sees it as him putting out his message, which I don't mind because I'm gonna question.
No, honestly, and me as an atheist, and you know that I'm a devout atheist,
yeah.
But also I'm like, one thing too with Ruby, she's like, well, you're an atheist. I'm like, doesn't mean I don't respect other people's, you know, beliefs. You know, I'm not gonna, that's bullshit. Like, no, there's, and I used to hate how people are like, you're an atheist, yeah, but he's a Christian. Okay.
So what does that have to do with life?
Yeah, exactly.
No. Like, what does your religious beliefs have to do with us continuing life?
Not a goddamn thing.
All it actually does is create an avenue for us to communicate and figure out why you think like that and why I think like this.
That's why I love this one place. It was called The Beach, a bar I used to go to. And it had a sign. And it would say, three things you don't talk about. Religion, politics, and money. And money.
That's actually... every bar etiquette. The problem is, though, is we're in 2020 and people are giving a fuck.
But now with Trump and everything, it's just skyrocketed too. And that's why I cannot tell you. My dad, so he goes to the bar, right? He's got his friend's Trump supporter. Oh, you're wrong. You're wrong. I'm like, Dad, just, y'all can't just like fucking, you know, just, he didn't talk to his friend for a week.
Yeah.
Because they had a big old argument. And yeah. I'm like, what was it about Trump? Well, he thinks Trump. I go, let him. Fucking let him. So what?
Dude, I listened to this podcast today, and I would love for you eventually to listen to him. His name is Destiny. I think I might have told you about him before.
Probably.
He's left wing, but I truly feel like I can relate to a lot of the shit he says, mm-hmm. and then some shit I can't, right? Because he's a white dude, and sometimes he just doesn't understand
the struggles that
he's. He just doesn't, like, even still. My mother's black, and my mother doesn't understand the struggles of being an actual. She comprehends that you're treated differently.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't think that actually should affect your life.
Oh wow!
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So me and you can have a conversation about, you know, I'm treated differently in front of police.
Yeah, yeah. Watch it. You were getting into that last time.
Like I'm treated differently, but also too though. That doesn't mean I'm being killed. Like, black people aren't being murdered in this. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
No, I totally get it. Yeah, for sure.
So I am treated, but that also doesn't mean that we're being hunted down in these streets. So there are certain times, like, where I want to have a conversation with my parents. And this is what I brought up my parents for a while. I want them here.
Mm-hmm.
I love to have a conversation with my dad. right? I love to. It's because my dad is very... I really feel like he's one of those Latino men that don't actually speak before they think. Like, my bad. They do think before they speak.
Okay.
So, and mind you, I'm even one too, where I don't actually think before I say something. You say what you say, and the first thing in my head, I'm fucking... But for him, though, he might not always agree with everything I say. Yeah. But I can tell in his face, he listens to what I'm saying. And the same shit with you, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
We won't agree. But I can see in your face that you're listening. And you might not truly understand, but you're trying to comprehend what I'm saying.
No, yeah, absolutely. I'm right
there. So, it's another main reason why I think this podcast, like, why I jumped at the podcast. Because even before this shit started... Before Trump, when we was in the car going to Vegas, we did not agree on everything.
I think we hated each other.
No. Your breath was stanky as fuck. And then those fucking alligator toes, nigga, kept scratching the back of my neck. And then, I don't know if you know this, but you fart in your sleep, bitch. I know that. This nigga snoring goes, like, what's up?
Tell me something I don't know. Tell me something I don't goddamn know, all right?
No, but I told my mother, and then, you know, she was actually kind of excited because my mother's a very, we give my mother a very hard time, right? A very hard time. Because my mother acts gangster with her kids, but she's never been in a real fight in her life. My mother has fought all of her kids, but has never fought no one in her life. And the one time she did get into a fight, it was with her cousin, and my dad, who is she's married to today, had to actually come save her because that her cousin was
no
dogging her.
No,
no man. Now, I still love my mother.
Of course, I'm not saying you did,
but she beat the shit out of me, knowing I could never hit her back. Like.
What my mom, when she was famous, comes out, she's like, this hurts me more than it hurts you. I was like, no, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
You know the one time I truly feel like it hurts me more than it hurts you? Is, hypothetically, if I gave my son a spanking with my hand to his butt, it hurt me if I hit his butt wrong and I jammed my hand. That's how it hurts me more than it hurts you. Your booty hurt, but I can't write for 3 days, and I gotta drive with the left hand instead of the right.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
I asked my mom too. I was like, because she, I'm not saying that we got beat, but she would very rarely hit us. But my sister, oh, she wanted to hit my sister so bad.
Yeah.
But my dad, like, you better not touch her. That was his golden child. Better not touch her. So one, and I even asked her, I go, Mom, like, because Lila, I remember I was like sitting in her bed. I was like, Mom, like, she was testing me the other day, like, you know, putting her hands on the wall didn't work, you know, taking away everything didn't work, like, nothing. And she's like, hit her. I go, what? She goes, hit her. She goes, you remember that one? And I forgot about this. She goes, you remember that one time I was never allowed to touch your daughter, I mean your sister, because your dad was getting mad at me? I go, yeah, I remember that. She goes, remember when your dad hit her? I go, no, I don't remember that. She goes, yeah. She yelled at my dad. He walked inside, and he didn't throw on the couch, but like he like pushed up the couch. He spanked her. I go, what? She goes, yeah, you don't remember? My mom, she goes, I was, hit her again, Mondo. Hit her again. Hit her again.
Hey,
I go, what? She goes, mm-hmm.
Hey. So my household, right? Like, thank God we're not famous, because CPS would be on our ass. But they're not going to listen to this for a couple years.
A couple years later, we'll be rich and famous.
We'll be rich and famous. And we might not even live in Texas no more. So, I was raised, you spare the rod. What's scripture? You spare the rod.
Spare the rod, the child.
Something like that.
Yeah, I forgot.
Now listen, I don't whoop ass the way my mama does. My mama dog had a paddle with holes. You would hear it whistle when it came through. Had the scripture on it. She also had different tools. Different tools, okay? She had a rubber mallet. I'm talking about like, so you know how in your shoe, you could take off that part in your
the
shoe?
The sole?
The sole?
Yeah.
Imagine that, like a rubber, like like a tire rubber.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Now, she pop you in your mouth with that shit, dog.
Shit.
Yeah, my mother was not playing. Not playing, dog. When you got your ass whooped, there's two paddles in the house. One for my dad and one for her. The one for her was like 2.5-3 feet. The one for him was like, no, I'm lying. The one for her was maybe 1.5 feet. And she had this motion too that we all make fun of. She rolled it around. And she'd be like this, man. You better been out. Now,
She's out of breath.
No. And my mama too, dog. She tell you how many you getting.
Oh, really?
So you're getting 6 of them. You don't move and get all 6. If you move, we start over.
Shit.
I swear to God, if you moved an inch, it's over. Start over.
That's that Catholic school shit, man. That's that Catholic school.
No. Here's the thing, though, right? I'd rather have gotten that than what my wife got. So my wife told me that her auntie used to make her sit on, like, rocks.
I think we talked about this last time.
Yeah, I think my wife, like, make her sit on, like, that shit right there? Just whoop my ass, bro. Because the pain's going to go away, dog.
My mom told me, real quick, that her and her brother. Now, my Uncle Joe, he took this story and he fucking ran with this.
Jesus.
So she was like, no, yeah, we used to do it in Pebbles, but, you know, my Uncle Joe, she used to make us do it in Empires.
Oh, yeah.
Fire ants. No. So I was like, what? He goes, yeah. He goes, one time, my grandma, she broke a glass, threw it on the ground, and she made us kneel on them. I go, what? He goes, yeah. Yeah, and then my mom
was like a Buddhist monk walk on.
My mom's like, that never happened.
So my mother, right? Like, you gotta, like, most of the time when it comes to discipline, you're a product of your environment.
Yeah.
So you do what you were taught, and what you do or don't like, that's what you use, and then you learn or apply different things when it comes to parenting.
It depends on how you go with it. It depends,
and also how the kid reacts to it.
Exactly. Now too, like with technology, it's totally different than when we were raised. You know, like now they're like the thing is take away the phone, take away the tablet.
I feel like it's more back in our times, right? Or back in our generation, right? Our generation was the last generation to really get our ass whipped. They really were.
Oh, for sure.
Now, we're not talking about these child abuse motherfuckers that are just sitting up here doing fuck shit nowadays. We're talking about, like, everybody in the country knew you were getting your ass whipped.
Yeah.
Like, everybody. But then, like, when our generation got to, like, middle school, high school, that's when real shit they, like, tried to cut back on the spanking.
Oh, fuck. Because Adam Sandler, funny people. He goes, y'all are not going to be ever as funny as we were. He goes, because we used to get our ass kicked, you know, we were spanking. He goes, y'all have the tattletelling. You know, he goes, the story is back in the day were more funnier because, you know, you get your ass whooped.
And yeah.
He talks about that thing. He goes, y'all miss that, you know, that's why comics back then were more funnier than comics now. And I'm like, I kind of understand what he's trying to say.
Because
we, like, Kevin Hart talks about this, how he gets mad at his kids. Take away the phone, you know, like, you try to make that funny, but it's not as funny as getting your ass whooped like the story you're telling me.
Well, like, here's the thing, though, right? Like, how do we discipline our kids now? Because at a point, you have to stop whooping ass. So my parents, which I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to do. But I got my ass whooped till I was 15.
Jesus Christ.
I'm talking about you pull your pants down, touch your toes.
Jesus Christ.
And there's a 2x4. And you get like 5 of them. So we talking about like, you clenching your booty, nigga. Like, you really...
What's funny is, like, that's how they used to, you know, punish you. That's how my brother gets, you know, greeted good, like, good job. So...
Hey, good job! You're doing good, son.
That's a Saturday for my brother and his boyfriend.
So here's the thing, right? My mother was raised in a not-so-good household. And
yeah,
my family over there can hate me for saying this, but that's fine. My mother was raised, and her parents were married at first, and then they separated, and then she was going back and forth from 2 different states, okay? So then she was raised by her mother, we call my mother's mom, which would be my grandma, we call her Mean Grandma.
Mean Grandma?
It's because she was really fucking mean, bro. She was really fucking mean back in the day. I remember getting whooped worse than my mama whooped me. How you my grandma? You whooped me worse than my mama.
They're supposed to be nice.
You're supposed to be nice.
Big Mama.
Hey, listen. And my grandma, right? My grandma is this. She's about 6 foot. Right?
Oh shit.
This black. I'm talking about black lady. She smokes. She smokes meth off and drinks quartz.
Oh shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She hasn't had a husband since my grandpa, and we talking about before I was born. So she has friends.
Oh no.
And she, like, mind you, she doesn't look like a girly girl. Mm. She's not a lesbian or nothing. So she doesn't dress like
dresses or like that, or
no. She doesn't dress as like that. But then also too, she's not dressing like
a butch.
Exactly. Yeah. She's not dressing like a butch either. So then, but her persona though is, we're talking about a strong black woman.
Yeah.
We're talking about a strong black woman. Like, and this sounds really gross saying it, but whoever's fucking my grandma, she might be smoking meth off while she's about to get. That's right, boy. Hit it. Hit it like.
With my ashtray.
That little thump of the ass. Yeah. Yeah. So, to go back to my mother though, right? Like, she was raised to where she got her ass whooped up too, though. Right? Uh-huh. So when it comes to me, let's get my ass whooped. Bend over, you touch your toes, okay? My mother had like 3 different utensils, or tools is what I like to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She had the actual paddle, mm-hmm. which would be the 2x4s, a foot and a half. She'd do her little twirling shit. The easiest way to compare to people that are listening, you know how Wonder Woman has her fucking, her whip of, and she might, that's mama right there. But she's about to, her.
We're going to do a video of you doing it. We can upload it so we can show everybody.
I can't wait, bro.
I'll record you before you leave.
I can't wait till we do video.
I'm going to say, whoever's listening, this is what he's talking about.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. So, my mother had the paddle. She also had a switch. You know what that is?
Yeah, the tree. Go get it.
But you know from which tree? Because you say a tree, and that's a branch or a twig.
You leave it in the water to let it wilt.
Nope.
You let it wilt.
Nope.
No. Oh shit.
A fruit tree.
Oh, okay.
So those are 2 different things. We're talking about fruit.
Yeah.
It comes from an actual fruit tree. You don't get it from it's not gonna come from like an apple tree.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm trying to say? It'll come from like what did we have? There was something growing in the back. It was almost like mangoes or something. There was some sort of fruit that was growing in the back, dog. I was so upset at God that he put me in a house, the only house, dog, that had a fruit tree growing in the back. And listen, he did it twice. Not once. Dog, I'm in 4th grade, and this nigga moves me to a house, bro, okay? With a fig tree. 4 years later, we move into another house with another fig tree.
You're like, great, I'm moving. There's no more switches.
No more switches. So here's the thing too, right? When you go to pick out a switch. Yeah, a lot of the black people, dog, when they listen, they're gonna understand. A lot of people make jokes about this, but this is real serious, dog. When they told you to go pick a switch, it was a real test.
I've heard that.
Because first, they are so upset at you that they can't even go pick a fucking switch themselves.
And if you bring a small one...
And secondly, they want you to bring a small switch, so they have even more reason to whoop your ass. And then if you bring a big one, dog... Hey, listen. So, one day, dog, my sibling, bro, right? I can't remember what this nigga did. Mama told him to go pick a switch. This nigga brings... I'm talking about, like, I'm not even lying. If God had a switch to whoop the demons, this nigga pulled it out, dog, from the backyard.
It was Thor's hammer?
No. It was almost like God's lightning bolt. Okay? Maybe, like, to almost Zeus's lightning bolt. Let's say that. Okay? This nigga brought a switch. So, mind you, a switch, it gets skinnier when you get to the end of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From the root, though, that's where it's thickest. So, at the root, there's a cucumber. Okay? At the end of it, it's your big toe. You know what that means, though? No, do you know? Listen, I know you don't, but Do you know what that means, though? So you usually get a switch that'll break within the day. Mm-hmm. So your mama gets tired of whooping your ass, and this bitch will break, and then she throws it away. This nigga brought Zeus's fucking hammer, and this bitch lasted for 4 months. Mama fucking put tape at the end of it, dog, like a handle.
She got that leather. She got that leather.
Listen. Normally you write scriptures on actual paddles, which is 2x4. She wrote a scripture on a taped handle. She wrote a scripture on a tape handle. So basically, imagine a boxer and you tape his fucking wrists. Imagine writing scriptures on that. That's what she wrote on the goddamn switch, nigga.
You walked through the valley of the shadow.
Yeah, I fear no evil.
You fear no evil. Fucking God, dude, I would love to get your mom. Like when we get more.
Hey, trust and believe, dog. When I start bringing up these stories in front of mom, right? This is why I want the camera though, too.
Yeah.
Because mom's face, as black people, we can't blush, but she's blushing. Like her face is like, I'm so embarrassed.
That's my mom. You're there. She's like, I never. I go, yeah, you did.
So listen, I can't wait because I'm gonna bring up a story in front of my dad. Okay. So my dad used to weigh like 330.
Uh-huh.
He's 6 foot. He's a big ass Latino. Now he weighs like maybe like 2 bills. He's solid. He looks really good. Mm-hmm. But the problem though is that his liver, he almost died though.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember what it was, but
cirrhosis.
It might have been where he was actually turning yellow.
Oh, fuck. I know what you're talking about.
I can't remember.
I think it is cirrhosis.
He really almost died, dog. I was fucking scared for my... Because that dude's a very big part of our family.
Fuck, oh, it's going to fuck with me.
Yeah, I can't remember right now.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyways. So, we always love bringing up a story with him, right? So, he's battled his weight. And he's really maintained it now that he's older because he sticks to a program. But before, though, there was a time, though, where he was a big boy. So, he's trying to get on a diet and he buys certain... condiments and vegetables and food that only he needs for weight wise to watch his weight. Mm-hmm. So he buys a certain set of cheese. So what happened was is he buys his cheese and he thinks someone touches cheese. And he's very upset. Now, I don't know if you remember this, but there's 9 kids in the house.
Yeah.
So you have to decide, you have to figure out of all the 9 which one of these motherfuckers touched their shit. The problem is that my dad's so upset, the first person he sees is my brother, Zerion. And Zerion's automatically the culprit.
that's just when you're mad, the first person you see, you're gonna get this shit.
So listen, and this is why too though, that I always make sure I say, dog, that this nigga's strong as shit, bro. He picked up my brother, bro, with like one hand with his clothes, right? So you know how you see in the movies where they pick him up and lean him up against the wall? Dog, he picked him up by his clothes and threw him over. We used to have a bar like this. Uh-huh. He threw him over the bar, bro. Threw him over the bar, and this nigga's ass was stuck in the wall. They actually had to put like a fucking microwave and a table in the way. That way nobody knew.
Okay, so hold up.
No, go ahead. Please ask questions.
Yeah, these fucking... I love... See, these stories, perfect. And don't change anything. Don't get
that... So how do I say this? Like, how do I say it to be funny in front of people?
Just say exactly what you're saying. Just say... And then do the exact animations and everything. And, like,
there's... I need to make sure I do the animations.
Yeah, and there's that one person... I forgot her name. She's a comedian. She goes, I ain't got jokes. I got problems.
Yo, that's me.
Yeah, exactly.
Good shit, bro.
And I just say, I ain't got jokes. I got stories. Something along those lines to where, because all these stories, God damn it, dude, they're fucking hilarious,
man. And I'm telling you right now, dog, this is just like not even the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, I know.
Not even the, mind you, I and this goes back to what we said, though. You have to kind of come look from a fucked up family.
Yeah.
9 kids. And we're talking not all black, a mixed family. And half of us are cousins, but by law, though, you're my brother. Like, it's crazy shit, dog.
I'm gonna help you write a book.
Hey, real shit, dog. My wife always tells me, too, dog, like, your life is some crazy shit. I'd be like, it's not that crazy. No. And then once I start telling other people and they're like, Jesus Christ.
That's how I feel too. Because I tell everybody stories about my baby mama. I got a binder of fucking... I'll show you this binder in a little bit. It's a binder of all the police reports, all the fucking CPS cases, everything. And they're like, there's no way she was that crazy. Like, oh, damn. And I bring the fucking binder and they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's really crazy, man. Because like... Yes. You know,
so what I'm trying to say, all the stories you're saying, I honestly do believe if don't write any hacky jokes, don't write, hey, so my wife's a bitch, huh? You know, like, go straight up with your fucking stories, dude, and you'll be good. I honestly do believe that, you know.
I really appreciate that, dog. I really do. And it's actually very comforting because it's not only you saying this, it's other people too, right? I just think you gotta take the first step, right?
Yeah, you gotta take the first step. And that's what Josh too. Josh, he was like, I don't know how to write. Yeah, I go, you don't have to write down. Like, me, I didn't write shit down, but I knew what I was gonna say, or like a close idea of what I was gonna say, you know, and just went and just started talking, you know. And Josh, he's got his stories too, because he came from a pretty fucked up family too.
Yeah, I know.
So his stories, and then he was
telling. He got a fucked up baby mama too,
then. No, that's Rick.
Oh, my bad. Josh is
the one that's married, the chunky dude. You've met him before multiple times.
He was against the wall, wasn't he?
No, that's Vinny. You've seen him before. I'll show you a picture. He's got a fucked up family. His dad ran out of him, you know, this and that. Well, he was telling me a story about how his mom's very religious too. Old school Mexican. She's like, as long as you got your Bible, but in Spanish, as long as you got your Bible with you, God will protect you. As long as you got your Bible with you, God will protect you. But one night he got robbed. So fucking, you know, blah, blah, blah. They took everything. And then he told his mom. And then she was like, well, you're okay, yeah. And then he goes, where's your Bible? Did they take your Bible? She goes, no. And like, I said, my Bible. He goes, see? God was with you. Go ahead. Let me switch the tape.